Hi to a new episode. This episode is called The Key. Spoken Words by Ali. Hope you enjoy. Depression is lying. It's me telling you I'm fine when inside I'm dying. Faking a laugh just to keep from crying. Rest assault. This inability to move is not from lack of everything. I try to explain, but your words are deigning. Happiness is a choice. You're not trying hard enough. Cheer up. You have nothing to be depressed about. No one would choose this. I've been fighting for 5 years. I wish to wear that easy, and I know. That's the problem. You don't see the demons, or hear the lies, or feel the weight that's crushing me inside. Because I hide. We say, when did our society decide to ignore these diseases of mind? When did our defaults become believing that I'm fine? When will we all open our eyes and case being blind to the life behind the mask? And the hurt behind the laugh. Or maybe we should stop saying I'm fine. Maybe we must choose to stop our own lying. Maybe it's not you, but me who's denying. Sure, sometimes I hate words that do anything but help to sow through the pain. But maybe you could learn if I only try to teach. Maybe the problem isn't you. Maybe just me. Which is why I decided to tell you what is real. I'm hurting. I'm struggling. Sometimes I'm self-quoting. But maybe all you need is a little education. Maybe I feel alone because I have decided not to let you in. Maybe you have approached my door and I just haven't opened it. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's just me. And maybe everything would change if I showed you my door's key. The hard truth about depression. On the worst days, depression is nothing at all. It's a fog clouding me every thought and emotion until the fog is so thick I can't breathe. I can't find a way to break free. I become dead inside. No more alive than my grandma. Only she's life free and I'm not. I'm trapped in my room, which though once filled with the light and life, is now darker than the cells of prisoners. Only they are alone and I'm not. I'm stuck with this demon inside. Depression is obsession. I'm just an object. Only my mind lies. Obsession. These thoughts race around in my mind until I become blind. I can't look ahead, so I turn behind to the past. But there, everything was a mistake. Every choice I make, every chance I take was wrong, is wrong, regrets. Never-ending streams of regrets, flowing faster than the water rushing down my face as I shower. Trying to raise the indicative with the death, hoping this sounds well, would drown out and replace the whispers that embrace surrounds and suffocate me. Only the death washes away and the shame doesn't. On the best days, I forget depression even exists. I am more than oak. I'm not just saying, trying to survive. On these days, I thrive. Because I truly feel alive. On the good days, I forgot the demons and ignore the lies and fought the power that tries to crush me inside. My bedroom is not my prison cell, but my personal sanctuary. I'm no longer trapped inside, but able to run free on the best days. I don't feel controlled by this terrible disease. Sure, it's always there, and you can say it's part of me, but sometimes even I forgot that. Mental illness is not an identity, put me in my fear that I would be judged, scorned, or looked down upon. I put walls around my insecurity and hoped they would protect me instead of shelter through. I bore myself a prison. Eventually, though, I realized I could no longer stand to live alone, which is why I've decided to tell you what's real. I'm hurting, I'm struggling, sometimes I'm suffocating, but maybe all I need is a little education. Maybe I feel alone because I built walls so high you can't get in. You have no kids, but I choose not to open. I was the one ignoring you, and not you. And I'm hoping I can make that change while reviling my door's key. Thanks for listening.